Wednesday the 30th of December, Yud Gimel Teves, Rabbi Avraham Moshe Cohen, the Shavua of Yosef.
First, we must thank the organisers and participants in the Torah Way, and give them all Hatzlocha, and the Torah we say should help us out of the goals that we're in. I'd like to start with the Psukim that tell us how Yaakov approached Yosef in order to ask him to take him out of Mitzrayim and bury him in the Ma'oras HaMachpelah. Vayikavu Yemei Yisrael Lomus, Vayikaliv Noli Yosef, Vayomer Eloi, Im No Matzasi Chim Be'einecho, Simno Yorcho Tach Asherechi, Va'asiso Imodi Chesed Ve'emes, Al Notik Bereinu Yitzrayim. Yaakov is drawing near to his death, and he calls his son Yosef, because it's within the power of Yosef to do what he asks. He says to him, Simno Yod Kotach Asherechi, with Nikit as Chayfetz, you should hold on to a Dovah Shebekudusha in order to make the Shvuah. Please make an oath that you shouldn't bury me in Mitzrayim. He continues, V'shochavti Mavoisai, for I will lie down with my fathers, and Nusasani Mitzrayim, and Kovaratani Bekvurosom. V'ayomer, and Yosef says, Onoichi Esek Dvorecho, I do what you asked me to do. In other words, I don't need to make a shavua, I will do it. Vayomer, Yaakov continues, Elosnisht, Hishova li, make me an oath, Vishova loy, and he swore to him without Nekifas Chayfetz. Simno yotcho tach ha-shirechi, Yosef never fulfills. But he makes the oath, Yishtach Yisrael ha-resh ha-mitzah. What? The Mepharshim say that certainly is not part of the Psukim, and they say that Simno Yochel was never carried out. Now, is the Tam Shiyah. The Tam seems to be very clearly that, according to most Rishonim, that we have a Gemara that tells us one shouldn't enter into the Beis HaMerchas together with one's father, and certainly not Simno Yochel Tach Shireich. Yosef was not willing to do so. Have a look at the Tzofos Paneach, and I'll tell you, the Rav Chava speaks about it, and others as well. The Psukim offer a number of difficulties, both great and small, and I'd like to take a closer look at just 3 points. Number one, why was Yaakov so insistent and adamant, he was makbid, not to be buried in Mitzrayim? Question number two, why did he want Yosef to make a shavua? Why was he so insistent that Joseph make his shvuah to take from Mitzrayim and bury him in Ma'as Machpelah? And thirdly, slightly more halachic look, but what type of shvuah did Joseph make, and how was this shvuah chal? To answer the first kasha, I'd like to quote, I found an incredible idea from Rav Nosson Ordman, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, Rosh Chir Ve'Yizkayim, to put down his Sefer Nosson Das. He says, Al-Falpi, even though Rashi gives 3 reasons why Yaakov did not wish to be buried in Mitzrayim. Number one, Afro Kinim, the earth would turn into lice. Gilgal, the Tzchias HaMesim, he'd have to roll to Eretz Yisrael. The Egyptians shouldn't make him into an Avodah Zarah. There are other midrashim brought down at length in different places. And he offers the following reason. He tells an incredible maisa. Maisa happened to him, and when he writes it, he says about 48 years ago it happened to him. And he'd just come over to England from the litter. And he meets an old litvak in his 70s. And he asks Rav Nosson Ordman, Vos machsich in the heim? How are things in the heim? So Rav Nosson Ordman looks at him and he wonders to himself, he says, excuse me, how long have you been here in England? So he said, I've been here about 50 years. How old were you when you came? Said, about 20. So I was saying, why do you call the litter the heim? So he said, Vos meister, what do you mean? Call the heim? Because that's where Kivrei Avos are. Yaakov Avinu saw that a place which has Kivrei Avos becomes the Heim. Chas v'shalom, that a place of Golos should become totally the Heim. Yaakov Avinu did not wish that people should imagine the Mitzrayim, where they were supposed to be in Golos, should be a place which should ultimately become home. And he quotes, Rav Nosson Aurman quotes the Kli Yoko, the end of last week's parsha, Vayigash, and says, Vayishiv Yisrael Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Be'eretz Goshem V'yachaz Uvah, and Yaakov dwelt in Eretz Mitzrayim, in the land of Goshem, and he took possession of it, Vayifru V'yirbu Ma'od, and Kli Yisrael became multiplied and fruitful there. And he quotes the Kli Yoko, and the Kli Yoko says, this is talking about the guilt of Klal Yisrael. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu got alem ki geyi azaracho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a gezeiro that they should be geirim, vehim bikshu lios toshvim b'mokum shenikza alem geiros. They wanted to become toshvim. They wanted to make Mitzrayim the heim. And that is what he says from this meister. He feels, and he says that when he heard this answer, it came to him pshat in Yaakov Avinu. Let's move on now to why Yaakov insisted on Yosef making a shvuah. And to do that, say posh pshat in the Rishonim, the Ramban on the Pasuk, Lamed Aleph Yeshova Levi Yeshova Loi, says the Ramban Yisoid, Loi Hoya Yaakov Choshed Bivnei Hatzadik Ha'ohuv, Loi Chas V'Sholom, Yaakov Avinu didn't suspect that his beloved son should in any way shiyamre al mitzvahs oviv rebel against the command of his father, v'aladova ashevtichu, and what he promised him, v'oime he said, onoich ezek v'orecho, I'll do what you said. And that is a promise. It might not be a shvur, but it's certainly an undertaking, and Yaakov had no kashar. He was not worried that Yosef wouldn't in fact carry this out. Avol bat. Also kach lechazek inyam be'enei paro. He did it in order that Paro should not have any complaints. Ulai perhaps lo yitin lo rishus. He wouldn't give Yosef permission. He parid mimenu to separate from him. Vayoyim aloy, and he would say to him, shlachach achrecho v'savodecho v'yalu hushom. Send your brothers, send your servants. They'll take Yaakov up to Eretz Yisrael for you. Why should you go? Stay here with me. Oy ushi yachbois paro shiyakov ha'novi ba'arutzoi. Paro also understood the greatness of Yaakov Avinu. The family stopped when Yaakov arrived. He understood the greatness of Yaakov Avinu. Perhaps he'd want him buried here. L'chovid lehem was an honor for the Mitzrim v'lezuchus. U'lechein ishpiyo. And that is why Yaakov was insistent that Yosef makes a shvur. K'layoyah nochel ha'avir al shvur soy. V'gam Yosef yistoch Yosef yishtal be'inim b'nei ha'shvur. V'chein ha'yadov, says the Ramban. And that's in fact how it came out in the end. That Paro answered Yosef, and he said to Yosef, when Yosef went to ask for permission, he said, Alei, go up, ukvoyres, ovichu ka'ashish v'yachu. Go up, as you, had you made the shvur. And of course, it's well known that Rashi, quoting the Medrash there, Rashi says, that why was Yosef able to take Yaakov from Mitzrayim with this oath? And the psukim in Perek Nun Pasuk Ken Pasuk Vav, Ovi Hishbiani Leimor, my father made me swear, saying, "Hine Anochi Meis Bekivri, Ashikurisili, you should take me up, put me in the burial place which I dug out for myself." And then next part of Yom Parei Aleo Kvayas Ovich Kash Hishbiecho says Rashi, because of that shavua, Parei said, I'm only letting you up because you made a shvur, because Paro was worried that if he would make Yosef have to give up on his shvur, then Yosef would give up on the shvur that he had once made to Paro, not to reveal that Paro couldn't speak Lashon HaKoy. This is a Gemara in a site. There's a beautiful deal in the Lashon HaPasuk that I saw from Rav Modche Deutsch in his Sefer, Megillah Sefer. He says, on Ovi Hishpiani Leimor, the indication of the word lemoy in the Torah is usually to say over to somebody else. So why did it say Ovi Hishbiani Lema? My father made me swear, so saying I should say over to somebody else. Hine Anoich Demeis. Who was he supposed to say it over to? With this Ramban is beautifully answered. Of course, he was supposed to say it over to Paro. So in other words, to put the force into Paro, not to let him go. That's Pasha Pshat in the Lashonim. But Rav Shimon Schwab, Zechal Levracha, asks a very incisive question here. And he says we have Psukim that show that Yosef HaTzadik was all-powerful in Mitzrayim. For example, the Atatir al-Basi, Pare actually says to Yosef, you should be upon my household, V'alpicho Yishak kol ami Rachakisei Egdal Mimeko, only the throne is greater than you, but you have ultimate power. Again, my young power, Yosef Rei Nasati Osar kol Eretz Mitzrayim, you've been given over the whole of Egypt, and when the brothers come back, to Yaakov, the brother, Savior, the Yagidu Loi, Lema, Oy Joseph, Taiku, Moshe, Bechalev, and so on, he's actually a ruler in Mitzrayim. Over Zoi, why do we find that Yosef seems to be frightened to ask Paroi to let him take Yaakov from Mitzrayim? It's very interesting in the Pasuk. The Pasuk, he quotes in Perek Nun Pasuk Galad, that when it had passed the days of his crying, Vayadaber Yosef el Beis Paroi. Yosef spoke to the household of Paroi, says the Medrash, that he spoke to the household, they should speak to Paroi's wife, and Paroi's wife should speak to Paroi. And he says, Im no matzosi chen be'inech, if I'm favor in your eyes, davru nol ba'ozne Paroi lema. And then he asks the Shus, what happened to this all-powerful Yosef? What happened to him? The man who is the Prime Minister of Mitzrayim, even if, let us say, that it was to ask Rishus, so why can't he go to the palace himself and ask Rishus? Knock on Paro's door, he's the Prime Minister. Says Rav Shimon Schwab, he quotes the Rashi at the beginning of the Sefer, which Rashi tells us, Aichid Yaakov Be'ezet Mitzrayim Shvayas Lishono, Rashi says, Loma Parshas Ustumo. Why is this a closed parasha in the Torah? There's no break in the writing of the Sedra Vayigash into Vayichi. No nine-letter break. So Rashi tells us, Lefishi kivon shenifta Yaakov avinu nistmu enayim v'livom shel Yisrael. Their eyes and the hearts of Bnei Yisrael became closed. Mitzoras hashibud sheyischilu lishabdom. Because the shibud had stopped. The enslavement had started. Continues Rav Shimon and asks, my high, we know from other Midrashim that the Shibud only began with the death of all the Shvatim. So all of a sudden we've got a Medrash now because of the death of Yaakov. The death of Yaakov didn't introduce the Shibud. They didn't introduce the Shibud to the death of all the other Shvatim. So Rav Shimon answers with a very interesting idea. He doesn't actually bring a proof to it. He says, with the death of Yaakov, the influence of Yosef already began to wane. As soon as Yaakov had died, he became like a rich shtadlan. He actually used the word shtadlan. He was nothing more than an intermediary, a person who was respected by Paro, of course, for his wealth, his thoughts, good sense, it's good advice, but the Yosef Shalit, the Yosef Moshel, that was lost with the death of Yaakov. And that is how Rashi takes on that with the death of Yaakov the Shibud started. Like all Shibudim, it starts slowly. Doesn't recognize it's happening. He says that's why Loma Nistamo, that's why there's no break. Vayigash and Vayichi from the Vayifru Vayirbu Ma'oid of Eretz Goshen was transcended downwards, a downward spiral that already began with the death of Yaakov. And that is why Yosef needed to make such ishtadlus in order to be able to take Yaakov from Mitzrayim. But Rav Shimon doesn't actually bring any proof to that. His idea that with the death of Yaakov, the influence of Yosef waned. Why was that? That's what I want to perhaps, I'd like to say, over a idea that it stands alone, and therefore it's a good vort, even if it's not pshat and b'shimen. From the Basil Lothenbaum, the Leibniz and Zayn Rosh Hashiva in Gateshead, and Yosef Zichron and Moshe. And he also brings the posuk at the end by Yigash, by Yeshiv Yisrael be'eretz Goshen, and he quotes the Yonas and Ben Aziel. The Targum Yonas Ben Aziel says, "We save Yisrael be'arod in Mitzrayim." The Kali Yisrael dwelt in the land of Egypt, or rather Yaakov dwelt in the land of Egypt. Uvenoyla hoyin bati midrashim. He built for them bati midrashim to sit in down Torah. Says Rabbi Israel, he brings ayahs, that when one undertakes the study of Torah, the harshness of Shibud, the worries of Shibud, the da'oga of Shibud doesn't actually take over a person. He quotes an obvious to Rabbi Nosson, Rav Chananya Skana Koinim Oimeh, Kol Anoisim Torah Aliboy, anybody who takes Torah to heart, gives Torah to study, it's due. Mavatlimi menu hihule cherev rov el bosav art v'dom. A person takes away from himself the yoke of Golus. And he says, the Gaon says on a posuk in Mishli, the Gaon says it mefurish. The posuk says, the base posuk chavei in Mishli, to oga beleid ish, if there is a worry in a man's heart, yashchenel, he should suppress it. Udvar toiv, something good, yisamchenel, he shall convert it, make it into something to be glad and joyous about. Says the Gaon, what is this dovar toiv? Yisamchenel, you should convert it to happiness and joy. Ein toiv el toiro, ki kol anoisna lov oil toiro, perk mi menu de ogos. Anybody who takes upon themselves the oil of toiro, any daga, any worry, dissipates. So he says, that with the death of Yaakov Avinu, there was a downgrading of Torah amongst Kal Yisrael. When Yaakov Avinu died, the Torah wasn't as it should be, and therefore the Shibud began. And he learns that is Pshat Nistamonei Neyem Benibom Shei Yisrael. The Torah study that had been learned under Yaakov Avinu's Bottom Midrashim, that we were talked about by Yeshev, that he dwelt there and he built them, says the Yonis Manazil, he built them Bottom Midrashim, that, with the death of Yaakov, was minimized, therefore the Torah study was minimized, and therefore Golos began. People began to worry about the Golos. Perhaps that is also pshat in Shimon Shah's words as well. Why did Yosef begin to lose his influence with the death of Yaakov? Because the Torah in Mitzrayim had dissipated. That had gone down. Yosef's power to do what he did was from Torah HaKadosha. Without Torah HaKadosha, although Torah exists and they still learn Torah, but at the elevated level of the obvious of Yaakov Avinu, that had dissipated. And perhaps for Emmas, I want to interrupt again. I think that is a mockum again to thank organizations like the Torah Way that bring Torah into our community and therefore dissipates the Oga. Person who involves themselves for some while and every morning in the study of Torah, that takes away the Dargas of the day perhaps and elevates the whole day around itself. Now I'd like to turn to the third question. What type of Shavua did Joseph make and how was it Chal? Small introduction, much of what I'm going to say are Mal Makomas for you. Can't go into the great depth of what is being said here, but it's a Pesach, which open up perhaps discussion. Gemara in the Dorim, Daf Zayin on the base, Daf Ches on the Aleph, V'omar Rav Gidl, Rav Gidl says, Omar Rav says, Minayim Shnispoyim Lekayimus HaMitzvah. How do you know that one can make a Shavua to fulfill a mitzvah? Shinema, says Pasuk Tehilim, is my Kufyotes Kufov, Nishpati V'achayimo, well-known Pasuk, I have sworn and I will fulfill a lishmar to God, Mishpatei Tzidkech, your righteous judgments. Says David HaMelech, Nishpati, I have sworn, V'achayimo, and I will fulfill. Says Rav Gidl, from there we see that you can make a mitzvah l'kayin a mitzvah. You can make a shvua rather l'kayin a mitzvah. Well, what nishpat v'amei? He says the Gemara, ask the Gemara immediately. Bems the Gemara in shvuas that says categorically you can't make a shvua on t'var mitzvah. You can only make a shvua on t'var shus. So the Gemara doesn't ask it in that lashon. The Gemara asks in the following lashon: v'haloi mushba v'oymid ma'ar Sinai. Haven't you already made the shvua at Har Sinai to keep Torah mitzvahs? And certainly, the Pnei Menachem, the Tzadik Vrocha, has interesting, it's not easily found, there's a sefer called the Torosach HaShashuai, which was written when the Pinchas Menachem, the Tzadik Vrocha, was still the Rosh Yeshiva in Ger Yeshiva, before he became the Rebbe, and used to hear Shiurim every Motzei Shabbos on Inyonei Halacha of the Parsha. And it's quoted there that he learns perhaps that the Gemara is asking for an Ein Shvur Chal Al Shvur, that you can't make a Shvur on something you've already made a Shvur on. But Mushba V'Omid is the Lashna Gemara, Mushba V'Omid V'Har Sinai, he's already made the Shvur. So answer the Gemara, no, it says Rav Gidl El Hokamash Melon. This is what Rav Gidl is coming to let us hear. The Shoril Eile Inish Bezarzei Nafshe. The person is allowed to make a Shvur to encourage himself and to arouse himself and to engender a desire to do with alacrity the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lezar say zilus. That is a shvur which is a lack. That's what Rav Gidl says. It's not mitzvah oimei, it's not shvur. Shvur, it's a new type of shvur called a shvur to be mazaris. Not only that, can you make the shvur, says Rav Gidl, you're allowed to use the shem shemayim. Say the Rishonim, you're allowed to use the shem shemayim. I just want to quote the little bits of Rav. He says, "Where does Rav Gidl minayin shadova hogun huli yishova lakaymas hamitzvah va'afilak shirin shenimnim yishvor? Even those people who are gosh unusually refrain from making any sort of oath nishpoyin heim bakach, they would still make a shvor nishpati va'akiyem or claimush haradovin hoya oisakein dover amelak did it as well. Shvor to be makaymas hamitzvah." Mushba v'oymed. The Achronim ask, many of the Achronim are a Torah, claim Nachm asks it, the Lina Shisov against the Slotskin, bring it down from the Balafla and the Ponimi Iros, similar question, that when Yaakov Avinu said to Yosef, you shall take me from Mitzrayim and bury me in Eretz Yisrael, there was a tzivui of kibud av. Yaakov commanded Yosef to do this. Once there is a mitzvah of kibud av, how could he make him make a shavua? Mushba v'oymed. He is already mushba v'oymed on the kibud av. He has a mitzvah of kibud av. How then can you now go and make another shavua? The Gemara says you can't do that. So answers, we can answer a very, very poshut answer, very straightforward answer, which almost smooths out the whole area, and that is that Yaakov and Yosef were before Matan Torah. Therefore, the Mushba V'Omid hadn't happened yet. The Mushba V'Omid hadn't happened yet. So you're going to say, Mushba V'Omid hasn't happened yet. If I say it's not a Shvur, he hasn't made a Shvur yet, he's made the new Shvur on the idea now. And that would explain, also says the Balafla, that would explain why the Rav Gidl in the Gemara goes to the Pasuk in Tehillim, Nishpati V'Akayimo. Because if what we're saying is good Torah, then the Gemara Rav Gidl could have brought a raya from Yosef that you can make a shivur to be Makai in the mitzvah, and the Zareh says Atzmo. But he didn't go to here because this was before Matan Torah. This is a Pasuk, straightforward pshat. I'd like to go a little bit, and a couple of steps further than that. Maharil Diskin explains why Yosef, Yaakov, asks Beloshen Bakosha. We assumed that the mitzvah of Kibbut Av was a tzivui, that Yaakov said, do this for me. Says Maharil Diskin, he never said that. The words are, Vayoymaloi imnomotzosi einecha. Please, will you? No tzivui. In fact, very interesting, the Shari Aaron quotes a Medrash HaGodol that says from here we learn if you want something from somebody, you should ask nicely and ask three times. Because it says in the Pasuk, Im no motzosi chen beinecho, then it says, Sim no yorcho tacha shireichi, vosisi modi chesed, ve'emes al nosik bereinim mitzlayim. We have this please three times. If you want to ask something from somebody, say please nicely three times and you might get what you want. However, at the end of the day, Maril Diskins asked, we see from here, there was no tzivui. It was a request, it was a bakosha. And he says, but like Goza Allah, he didn't decree upon him, Betrayus Kibbut Avaim. He especially didn't do that. That Yosef's action should be from his own goodwill. Once I say, yes, I will do what you want, then it's Yosef who is saying what's going to happen. I can make you make a shvur. I can make you make a shvur on what you want. It's nothing, I'm not giving you a tzivui, I'm asking you nicely. You're saying, yes, you will do exactly what you want, then it's miratoy na'atoy, from your own goodwill. Yosef is the instigator of what is going to happen. If Yosef is the instigator of what's going to happen, there's no shy of making a shvur on it, because I'm the one that wants to make the shvur. I'm not being mushba on a tzivui, I'm not being matzaba. I'm asking, will you please? You say, yes, you will. Good, great. Oibazoy, you can make a shvur on that. That's how my little Diskin gets out of this problem, from the Gemara that we quoted. We return to the Gemara now as follows. The Gemara in the Dorim, we see the Chiddush of Rav Gidl is that one can, one perhaps even should make, with the Shem Hashem, a Shvur to keep a mitzvah, to energize oneself, to vitalize oneself, to mezarez oneself in keeping a mitzvah. Be'emes, the Ramban that we quoted at the very beginning, seems to say this as well. Because the Ramban seems to say two reasons here. If you look carefully at the Ramban, he starts off, as we went through, with a whole shot in why Yaakov said what he says in order that Paroi shouldn't get involved. And then he finishes off with these words, "V'gam Yosef yistorech Yosef lihishtader be'inyan mipnei hashvur." Yosef would also have to get himself more involved and do the mitzvah of burying with a great degree of alacrity because of this shavua. The Ramban seems to be saying, "Hainach is a neder lezares." He wants him to make, well, not made a shavua, to be mezaris himself, because with this shavua, Yosef himself, Yitzchak, will find it necessary to be mishtadl in the inyan, because of the shavua. And for Emes, if a shavua is to have any success in making you do the job better, then there should be a consequence. Tell a child in school, please do what I ask, and if you do, I will give you a reward. So if he doesn't do what he asks, he doesn't get the reward. Or the other way around, do what he's told, I'll give you a punishment. So he'll do what he's told because of the punishment. There has to be a consequence. So if somebody makes a shvur, I make a shvur, says Yosef, to bury my father, Yaakov in Mitzrayim, what is the consequence if he doesn't keep the shvur? Why should it be mezaris? Why should it encourage him if there's no outcome? How does that work? But Emes, there is a machlokes of a shoinim in the Gemara in the Dorim. The Ran, Balamor, and others, if you want overview of all the shoinim, the Afike Yam in Simon Lamed Vov speaks about it at length. The Ran and Balamor both say that Rav Gidel is mamayat him from bringing a carbon if it's over the shvur, but he will still get malchus for Bal Yachel. Torah Shvachim Deverta. It's in the Torah of Bal Yachel. If he will not do nidreis shvur's zrizim, then he will get malchus on Bal Yachel. So there's a consequence. Don't do what you swore to do, we'll give you malchus. That's the Ram. The Ramban in Alatoyo, in Sefer Matos, Perek Lamed Pasuk Gimel, also in Luchemus in Maseches Shavuos, says categorically, clearly, you're over nothing. You're not over carbon, you're not over Bal Yachel, you're over nothing. So the Fidel Ramban, what's the consequence of the Shavuot? You're allowed to use the name of Hashem. What's the value of the Shavuot? How will you be mazalish yourself with the Shavuot if there's no outcome of not keeping it? On that, there's Be'emes, the Ktsois in Siman Ayin Gimel Sif Hei, already asked this question. And he asked it, as we said, My silas is b'shavuot, kivin da Hashavuot lo yisoysiv koich haklal. What power is there in this Shavuot since there's no consequence to it? Al-Koch Chsoch, Loima says that Ktsois, you've got to say to Issa Shavuot Mir Ikka. There's some sort of Issa Shavuot that is evolved. El-Ti Imayot Mi Malkus Nadas HaRamban, according to HaRamban, you don't even get Malkus. Well, there is an Issa Shavuot. And he compares it to a Shulchan Aruch in Turiyo, Lederi, Isham Yvol. Avera Issa B'chol Dovesh Yishake Shavuotsoi. There's an Avela, if any way you make your Shavuot into a Sheker, and he says, how in Mavur, the Gamba, Nishba, Lekayim, HaMitzvah, Avela, Ikka, there's an Avela. Of what's the Is and what's the Avela that the Ktsois is talking about is very unclear. And the Achroidim ask on this, Mikilash Yaakov, Steitler, Simon Ches, gives a very interesting answer, he calls it Apidrush. I'm not going to say over that one, time is running out. I'd just like to say over Reb Chaim Klinker Scheinberg, because I think there is a limud for us as well. It says, Reb Chaim Klinker Scheinberg, after asking on the Ktsois, he asked on the Ktsois, Tzorch Bia, Har Soif Soif, Ika Alek, Va Issa Shvush, Mit Har Sinai, you've got the Shvur, Mushbaba Oymed, what's it adding? And he says as follows, that when one makes a shavuot to be mazaris oneself, it throws into sharp contrast the shavuot of Har Sinai. The shavuot of Har Sinai was many, many years ago. It is easily forgotten. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from us with that shavuot, we sometimes don't understand clearly, we don't accept it clearly with the passing of time in Golos, with the passing of our thoughts and our abilities to do mitzvahs, lefi the ideas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind for us when he stood us at Har Sinai and made us make that Shavuot, that is often lost in our daily grind, in our daily lives. The person who makes a Shavuot lazareis, he throws into sharp focus that first Shavuot of Mushpah Va'omer at Har Sinai. That throwing it into focus is the value of making a Shavuot Lazaris. Enoch Alama, the consequence is an Is of Sheker, Ken Zainas Lipsos explains. Over what its value to us is, in order that we should look back at the Shavuot of Har Sinai and recognize and realize that this mitzvah that I am doing now is of importance, of colossal importance, of importance to the world around us. And therefore we will do the mitzvah in a better matzah. And be'emes, I believe that is what the Ramban is saying here. The ishtadel Yosef will find it necessary to be, why? If a father says, please will you, do it. But when you make a shvud lezaris, it throws that kibud al ba'ein into sharp focus that I've got to, I must, and I've got to energize myself and activate myself to do what is asked from me. Very, very quickly to recap, we said from Nosson Ordman that we shouldn't make Golas into Dehaim. We said from Shimon Schwab that the death of Yaakov brought about a waning in the influence of Yosef. We explained this might be because the Torah of Yaakov Avinu had been downgraded with his death. We quoted the Gemara in Nedarim, and we said that when Mushba Va'om Bahar Sinai, nonetheless it is correct to make a Shavuot Lazaris. We explained from Ramah Lil Diskin that Yosef made it Mubatsoina Hatsoi because there wasn't actually a tzivut, he just spoke nicely. We explained that Shavuot of Yosef permitted a Shavuot of Zerizin according to the Ramban without any consequence, nonetheless, we said from Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, that it is to throw into clarity the Shavua that we made on Har Sinai. May we all soon be zeichel with the power of Torah and mitzvahs to see the end of this gallus. May it be a meaning.
Why the house of Anishma?